Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Should the Dallas ISD delay the start of school? That's the question the school board is deciding right now. And KRLD's Austin York joins us live with the latest. Austin.
Kristen, as we already know, the county has already determined that no schools can have in-person learning until after Labor Day. Labor Day, that's September 8th. But the schools can meet online starting up on August 17th. Now, some of the district believe the start of school itself needs to be moved back. Many teachers are concerned about returning to campuses even after Labor Day.
It is imperative that remote learning be extended into the rest of the fall semester or until we are 100% certain that CDC guidelines can be met.
The only safe course for Dallas ISD to follow is remote instruction only until the infection rate is below 1%.
If we use the infection and fatality rates for adults working in Dallas ISD, this would mean between 3,600 and 5,000 staff members sick, and up to around 780 staff members dead. I wonder if I will be one of these.
Many say there is no safe way to socially distance while keeping learning unaffected. Others worry about what lunchtime will look like, as well as the busing issue across the city. Reporting live, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks very much. Moving up to Denton County, they're making plans to start the school year, and some students will be learning in person.
Superintendent Dr. Jamie Wilson is a realist.
To say that you're going to have an environment that completely is inoculated from transmission is not possible.
But they're still going to preach social distancing, personal hygiene, and everyone will be wearing a mask when school starts August 26th.
And for Denton ISD, with 32,000 students scheduled to be here on the 26th of August, it's daunting to think about. And so we really have to make sure we put some procedures in place that our families are comfortable with sending their kids to school.
Denton ISD is also offering online learning. They pushed back the start of school 2 weeks to give teachers and staff more prep time. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And some parents are getting close to panic stage as they wonder how to balance at-home students with keeping their job. KRLD's LP Phillips says one sitting service is trying out a creative way.
With so many jobs on the bubble, hours cut back and pay cuts, some parents are wondering how to afford daycare and at-home school while working. Jennifer Dixon of the Rowlett Bay Sitters Needed says one experiment is starting pods of kids. They come from families that have practiced safe CDC guidelines. The parents all know one another and have kept the kids safe. Dixon says one sitter can handle several students, and you could believe there's interest.
For the past few months, families really haven't approached us with any sitter needs, but just recently a lot of families are thinking about just getting maybe even a few hours of help each day.
Her sitters are unique because they are nursing students familiar with safety guidelines. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Third day in a row, Dallas County saw fewer than 1,000 cases after we went 18 straight days with more than a grand. Today, 648. Also, another 12 people passed away. The youngest, a guy from Dallas, in his 30s. The lower numbers are encouraging. The health department says that trend might not continue.
Stephen Love, president of the DFW Hospital Council, says we're not out of the woods yet. He says yesterday in North Texas hospitals, there was the highest number of COVID-19 patients so far. Love says there are still enough hospital beds available to handle the number of cases for the time being, but that's not the only thing to be concerned about.
Our workforce has been at this 4.5 to 5 months. They're tired. They're fatigued. We have got traveling nurses coming in. We're supplementing the staff.
Love says the best thing people can do right now to protect themselves as well as healthcare workers is wear a mask. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Tarrant County, 9 more people with the virus have died. 6 of the victims were from Fort Worth, the youngest a woman in her 20s. The other victims lived in Euless, Arlington, and Grand Prairie. Also today, the county is reporting another 431 positive cases. That brings the total to 24,000. In Denton County, they are reporting 179 people who now have the virus as well. And in Collin County, another 170 people have tested positive.
Bodies of a mom and her 2 kids turned up in a car in Farmers Branch. Natalie Chambers, her 2 young daughters, hadn't been seen since yesterday when they left their home in Kaufman County. Family members said they hadn't been heard from since. Officer Steve Rutherford said Chambers' Ford Escape turned up in a parking lot near 635 in Midway.
The tragic discovery was made that all 3 occupants of the vehicle were deceased. At this point in time, the Farmers Branch detectives are on scene and investigating this situation.
He says the Dallas County Medical Examiners are going to figure out how they passed away.